Very, very well.
Yeah? Thank you.
All right, folks, we are here in the outdoor areas of the High Times Cannabis Cup with Todd Mitchum from Hi There. How you doing, Todd?
Hi, I'm doing great, man. How are you? It's good to see you.
I'm fantastic. Awesome. And Hi There, of course, is the new super app out there for the cannabis community. Tell everybody, it's a killer app, man. I love it. Tell people about it.
Hi There, we designed this really to take on the next phase of the cannabis movement, that mainstream sort of those people that are out there feeling alone, like they don't know how to connect with other people. We wanted to pull that together, something very special for the cannabis community. We spent a lot of time working on it. Now you can go in, download the app, tell people, here's what I like to consume. I like to vaporize or smoke or have an edible. Here's my energy level when I do. And then the app will match you based on your preferences for how you consume. So you're more likely, whether you're dating or just making new friends, you're more likely to connect with people that are like you.
Yeah.
And the whole environment is non-judgmental. I mean, yeah. It really is the next phase of this movement.
You know, what I like about that too is that you're not treating the cannabis community as one amorphous mass that is all the same, right? I mean, some people are a high-energy stoner who likes a sativa and wants to go out mountain biking. Someone else is a wake-and-bake, couch-lock, indica person. They're not going to get along, even though they both like cannabis.
Right. Yeah, so liking cannabis is not enough, right? It's got to be the preferences around it. We're all very different. And so we not only thought of it that way, we also thought, you know, it's really important that no one gets left out of the next phase of this movement. So whether it becomes mainstream or not, whether soccer moms start to use weed or not, the people who got us here, that sort of guy that you talked about on his couch, and that guy wants to connect with people too.
Yeah.
So we made it to be all encompassing. It pulls everybody together.
Now I understand there was a really important development with your company in dealing with Google and Apple as far as who can download the app and where they're at. Tell us about that.
Yeah, originally we were told we had to keep the app confined in the 23 states and a few countries because of legalization. What we realized is that we were really building a social network, and that is so much different than just showing off weed. So we're really building connectivity. So the app stores, we worked with them for several weeks, and they finally said, listen, it's great that you're focused on social connection. We're going to let you drop the fence, and you may go global. So now this thing is taking off. We're in virtually every country in the world, and we want people to join. Even if they can't consume in their country, we want them to still feel like that their belief in the movement is what draws them to the app and gets that connectivity. So it's taking it to a whole new height.
That's fantastic. The app is Hi There. You can get it on iPhone. You can get it on Android.
Yeah.
And the other thing about Hi There is giving back to the community and giving back to the movement that created legalization. Yeah. How do you do that?
Well, we do that a couple different ways. One is we really, and you know, I've gone through my own perils as I've come into the industry to really learn about the people who got us here. And that knowledge that I experienced firsthand, I'm able to turn that into this movement and say, no matter where we go, we honor all marijuana people, and we're not going to ever forget about why we're here in the first place. And so we're working towards that movement being very inclusive. And as we do that, we're hoping to push the movement in other countries and other states that aren't legal yet through this social connectivity. I mean, what's more powerful than groups of people coming together, right? That's power.
Yeah.
So we want to, you know, I really want to build on the activism in the past and take this, all these people, connect them, and elevate it to a new height. That's what
we're looking forward to that. Hi There is the app. Make sure you get that downloaded. This is Todd Mitchum. And if folks want to get in touch with the company or learn more, how can they do that?
Well, they can go to hithere.com. It tells them everything about the company. The other thing I just want to say, too, before we go, is that, you know, we did Cannabis Cup as a premier sponsor this year, and we did it with help from our partners. So Keef Cola, which is one of the top brands, MMJ America, one of the top dispensaries in Colorado. These are people, we hope that everyone who listens to you will tune in and want to help these guys out also. If they're coming to Cannabis Cup, they got to look these guys up.
And for those of you who are just listening on the podcast and not seeing the video, we are in a big 20 by 20 tent. There are numerous couches and a whole...
What's it? This is called the Canna Cabana.
Oh, the Canna Cabana. At the Canna Cabana. You can dab your face. Whatever. That's all I got.
We'll write a song for next time.
That's all I got. So we are having way too much fun here at the Cannabis Cup. This is Todd Mitchum. Make sure you download Hi There. And speaking of Hi There, I'm there and I got to get high. So we'll be back after that.
Take care.
All right, man. Perfect.
Russ, it's so good to be on New